Hi, you are listening to One Step Wealthier podcast, where I help you to get a little bit better every day and achieve your financial goals. Follow along with me, and every week we will talk about all things personal development and personal finance. Together, we can get one step wealthier. In this week's episode, I wanted to talk about how I've visited over 70 countries and why I have stopped traveling, at least for the time being. So when I was little, I used to admire people who would travel. My neighbors used to go to Italy every summer, and a friend of my father had been to Japan, and I was considering him as some kind of a hero for that. I always wanted to travel, but the farthest we were ever going every summer was to the seaside and back. At university, I got my first job while studying at the same time, and whenever I had a couple of days off, I would book a flight to a different European destination. After my studies, I got employed by Lufthansa, not as a crew, but in the reservations department, where I had amazing flight discounts. That allowed me to see the world and travel across 6 continents in my free time. Finally, in 2018, I decided to quit my job and started traveling full-time until the COVID pandemic in 2020. Now, you might be wondering, how did I manage to visit so many countries? Obviously, having flight discounts really helped with that, but I must say that during my 20s, traveling was my main priority. And when you really focus on something, as they say, the universe conspires for you to achieve it. I also visited those countries on a budget. I will create another episode giving tips about how to travel on a budget, so stay tuned for that. And because traveling was my priority, I was treating it as my little project. I was also not afraid to step out of my comfort zone and embrace the spirit of adventure. I wanted to learn as much as I could from my travels, and that involved commuting, eating, and living like a local. During these travels, I visited places like Hawaii, Guatemala, Iran, Fiji, India, Malawi, and each one of them changed me in different ways. I traveled on local buses, trains, boats, and tuk-tuks. I also crossed Australia by bicycle, sailed for 3 weeks in the Pacific Ocean, trekked for 2 months in the Himalayas, and hiked in the jungle in Colombia. Traveling was one of the biggest gifts I have ever received. It made me grow so much. It taught me that most problems that we have in the West are first world problems. I clearly remember the Valentine's Day of 2018 when I was taking a walk through a village in Malawi. I was on the phone with a friend of mine who was complaining about the lack of gifts from her then boyfriend. While she was telling me this, an old lady, maybe in her 60s or 70s, passed me by saying hello and smiling. I realized that she only had one broken shoe on her foot and was barefoot on the other foot. Then I realized how basic our own problems are sometimes. I can also mention Iran. The people in Iran were wonderful. However, many women I've spoken to, they were telling me how difficult it is to live there as a woman. I must say that I have traveled to Iran by myself and I've never had any problems as a solo female traveler, but I would not choose to live in a country like this. I met Jasmine, who could not leave her husband because they had a child together, and she was scared that she might lose a child if she would file for divorce because she did not have any legitimate enough reason to leave her husband, and her husband was not treating her right. When I was on the project in Nepal, we were taking cold bucket showers in winter and living in tents. Sometimes I had to sleep with my jacket on and my woolly hat on as well, and I was dreading to go to the bathroom at night because of how cold it was. In that way, traveling really humbled me and made me feel grateful for what I currently have. Also, traveling taught me to be more adaptable and to figure things out on the go, especially when you're traveling on your own. Things happen, and sometimes nothing goes as planned, but everything is figureoutable. When I was in Vanuatu, I had to stay put for about 2 weeks because of a tropical storm. I used that downtime to do some online work and befriend some locals. Finally, I could travel to my next destination by cargo boat, which was an interesting experience because the cargo boat included everything from furniture to chickens and pigs. I was talking in an earlier podcast about the benefits of compound interest. The earlier you invest, the better. I did not invest in my 20s because I did not know where to start, but I wouldn't have had it in any other way. I am glad I used that money for traveling because traveling really pays you memory dividends later in life. The more you travel, the more open-minded you are about different cultures and ways of seeing things. Traveling is a great investment in your self-development. The advice I can give is to travel as much as you can, as early as you can. Also, I would like to mention that I have traveled to most of these destinations solo. And you might ask, is it not dangerous to travel as a woman solo? And if I had a dollar every time I was asked this question, I would probably be a millionaire by now. I think that if you do proper research and don't wander around the streets at 3 a.m., you should be fine. I've been to places like South America, Sub-Saharan Africa, and Iran on my own. And none of them are more dangerous than the UK, for example, or any other European country. Actually, Iran is much safer as long as you use a headscarf, which is required by law, and as long as you do not enter any political debates. I think that you should keep the politics to yourself, wherever you are, anyway. You won't gain anything by trying to convince people of your own point of view. On the other hand, solo traveling gives you an amazing sense of freedom and self-confidence. When you're traveling alone, you realize that you are capable of achieving absolutely everything. You won't be alone if you don't want to. People are much more likely to talk to you if you are on your own. I managed to build really strong connections with locals and to have deep conversations. Also, as a woman traveling on her own, you are more likely to get help if you needed to. Locals tend to trust you much more, and the older women adopt you as their daughter. That happened to me numerous times in Mexico and in Iran, where other women try to accompany you wherever you go so you get safe to your destination. Even when you know that it is actually really safe. So after all those wonderful experiences, why did I stop traveling? In March 2020, when the COVID pandemic hit, I found myself back home in Spain. For those who don't know, I'm originally from Lithuania, but I moved to Spain with my parents when I was 12, and I consider Spain to be home because that's where my family lives. I was a bit in a shock back then because my idea was to cycle back to Europe from Nepal in May 2020 when the project would finish. However, the COVID pandemic made me take a break from constant traveling and made me explore other aspects of life. Traveling can be truly physically and emotionally draining, and that's how I felt at the time. I felt exhausted, burned out, and I wanted some stability. Also, I realized that traveling became part of my routine and that it no longer excited me as much as before. It felt like something that I had accomplished already and I needed a new challenge. At that time, I started freelancing and also exploring the world of finances. That's when I started investing and discovered the possibility of financial independence. I still do some trips, but they have a different focus. I go on long hikes from time to time where I seek solitude and some downtime rather than partying on the beach in Thailand like I used to do. At the moment, I'm doing a hike in Spain, for example. Those who met me while I was a true traveler keep asking me, so, where are you going next? When is your next trip? And I must say that for the time being, I will be taking more time for myself, working on my projects and building roots here in London. I'm not saying that in the future I won't get the travel bug again, but at this moment, my goals are different. And that brings us to the end of this week's episode. I hope that you have enjoyed and learned something new. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to me through my email or my Instagram. Have a great week, and I will speak to you in the next week's episode. You have just invested in your personal development by listening to this podcast. Thank you for being here and helping yourself to become one step wealthier. Do not forget to subscribe to access new content every week and to better yourself. I hope that you have a wonderful day.